Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie. Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you on a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Would you like to turn your passion into a career? Entrepreneurial goddess Anastasia Nitri will show you how on this show. Listen in and never need a J-O-B again. Anastasia is a founder of Entrepreneurial Goddess Coaching. She's a business and life coach for women who've left their job to pursue their passion business. Anastasia is also a Psych-K facilitator, which is a process that actually can reprogram your subconscious mind to support your desires. This combined with nuts and bolts of business, time management, self-care, and self-care can ensure that women find success their very first year in business and never need a job again. Anastasia has been coaching for 5 years and is a dynamic, inspirational speaker and writer. She's certified through CANA and has received training from the Coaches Training Institute. Anastasia is also a serial entrepreneur and has started and successfully run businesses for over 15 years. Anastasia also hosts the Entrepreneurial Goddess Telesummit, featuring women who balance business with feminine power, including speakers such as Janet Atwood, Alex Martinelli, Christine Camaford, and Marcy Smirnoff. And Anastasia has a really wonderful newsletter that is worth reading even when you're busy. I know because I subscribe to it. So let's welcome our guest, Anastasia Nitri, to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Anastasia.
Hello! Yay! I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Lynette.
Thanks for being here. I know you're just getting over not feeling well, and you're just so full of life. You're fabulous.
Well, you know, it's interesting when I was listening to your show intro and it talked about befriending your body. That's actually, I have been really having some body issues this year, and I've been praying a lot for help, and it's come, it's very apparent to me that through this illness that I've had, it's been an answer to a prayer, because I've been turning inward a lot, asking my body, you know, what it needs, loving it, feeding it well. And it's like, thank you for being ill so I get a chance to, like, you're saying, pay attention, love me. And so I love that you've got that on there, and that's exactly what my illness has done. So, yes, I'm in great spirits.
That's wonderful. And now you can listen to the subtle little voices that say, pay attention to me before you even get sick. unless you really want to get sick. I know that you have so much creativity and so many things that you do that I could see that sometimes your body might have to say, all right, time out.
Right. Time out, pay attention, look here, listen to this. And it's interesting, like, listen, I've had some ear issues, and I actually did sat down and journaled and had a talk with my ear yesterday, and it was like, you know, this is about listening and listening to the voices of your clients and listening to the birds and being aware of the miracle of the ears and what they bring. And I found myself in tears just with so much gratitude for my ears and what they do for me every day. And I don't even understand how they work. you have this way of interpreting sound and letting me know what's happening. It's just such a gift.
It is. It's a miracle. I mean, everything about us and all of life is a miracle. And it's so amazing to just stop and notice it and take that in. What drew me to you originally and over again since then is how authentic you are, just as you're being right now. I had gotten your newsletter a number of times, but, I mean, I'm very busy. I get hundreds of emails and different contacts and things like that. And so I don't know if I'd even really looked at anything you'd sent yet. And you sent this video, and I clicked on it, and I was so moved. You were just so yourself and doing the work that you're talking about. And I really resonated with that, and I appreciate that you're putting that out in the world.
Thank you. And that's wonderful that you see that, because it feels very vulnerable sometimes. I mean, I have a side of me, just like we all do, that says, and I actually wrote about this on my newsletter once, that, if they saw the real you, they would recoil in horror and not listen to a word you said because you're not perfect. And I've realized that it's actually quite the opposite. It's being real. So for any of you out there listening that feel like you're having to juggle 10 masks all day, realize that when you let the real you out, it's so refreshing and so attractive to people that they find themselves really actually, you become more credible to them because they have trust you. And I feel like I've built this relationship with my audience that I'm letting them see the real me, and they're actually trusting me more, which was very counterintuitive for what I thought would actually happen, So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, so I so appreciate that about you. I mean, no matter how long we live, life is short, and it's an amazing gift and a blessing, and it just seems like a waste of time to be putting something out that isn't real.
Absolutely.
Because we're not going to be getting to the truth or, having progress or dealing with what needs to be dealt with, or even having the depth and level of fun that we can have and the experience that we can be having if we're not being real. So that's different than the topic that I actually wanted to talk about, but I know that it converges, and that with your passion career, you're going to be being more authentic.
Absolutely.
So could you tell us a little about your background and how you got started in life and business coaching before we launch into what you have to share with the guests today?
Sure.
With the listeners.
It's actually been a process of me realizing when I was about 22 that I was just never going to fit into the mold, and this wasn't easy for me to realize. I tried to go to college and get a job like everybody else, and it wasn't working. So I started my first business at 23, which was I was cleaning houses. And within 3.5 years, I grew it up to be doing, we were cleaning 30 houses a day. I had a staff of 25 and a corporation that was bringing in about $500,000 a year. When I was, 26 years old. And it was like the first, that was my college, if you will, because I learned so much about, not only business, but leadership and how to manage and appreciate people and all that. And when I let that business go, because I realized that it wasn't really my passion anymore, and I sold the business, I got into a couple more, and then realized that what I wanted to do was, really help people on this very deep level. And I had always been interested in coaching, and found a coaching program, and over a period of about 2 years, ended up realizing that what I really wanted to do was coach women business owners, because I feel like In the way the paradigm is shifting in the world right now, and especially the world of business, that women-owned businesses are going to really help to turn things around by offering a model of business that shows that we can have profit and community, and not profit at the expense of the community. And so I decided that what I was really passionate about was helping to create as many of these businesses as I possibly could in my lifetime, and that could be my greatest contribution to humanity by creating heartfelt, women-owned businesses that are doing transformational work in the world.
I love that. When you said profit and community, I got like that chills through my body. It's still sort of rippling through.
Oh, yeah, me too. Every time I say it, I love it. So it's like we can actually bring people together and still make money. How fabulous. So, and I also want to get money into the hands of people that are really going to give back. I actually have a new program that I just launched yesterday, a group program, and each member of the program has to sign an agreement. And one of the things that they agree to is that with their successful company, they agree to give a portion of their profits back into the community at whatever they choose to do, and run their businesses with honor and integrity. Like, they agree to it when they sign up for my program.
Wonderful.
I love that. You know?
And I'm going to have to interrupt you here for a break. So you're listening to Open to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. My guest today is founder of Entrepreneurial Goddess Coaching, Anastasia Nitri. Before we continue, could you give your contact information for our listeners?
Anastasia. You can actually visit my website at, it's Anastasia, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A, dash Nitri, that's N as in Nancy, E-T-R-I, .com. And I actually did put together a special free yummy for your listeners. So if you guys want to go to / O-T-E, that's Opening to Ecstasy, O-T-E dot H-T-M-L, you'll see a page there. And it's got some free goodies for you.
Wonderful, and we can share that again at the end for anyone who wants to get a pen and write it down. So you have a special recipe for transformation, and I would like to hear what that is. Can you share that, Anastasia?
Okay, I would love to. It goes like this. First comes information, which is very important, whether you get information from a book, a movie, some kind of guidance or whatever. You become informed about something, so that's the first stage. Then you hit a point where the information turns to realization. That's where the point of, you might have heard the thing 400 times, and then finally your light goes on, and you're like, oh my gosh, I get it now, which is a good place to be. Now, unfortunately, this is where a lot of people stop. They're like, oh, I got it. I'm good, you know? And what they're missing is the next piece, which is integration. So first you have information, then realization, then is where your work begins. I always say realization puts you at the place where you go from lost to at the base of the mountain. Like you can see the mountain you need to climb, but then you climb it and that becomes the integration piece, which is where you do your practice. And then that equals transformation.
That's wonderful. And I'm finding myself wanting to ask you, like, I can see how this would apply to me and where I'm at my laugh. I do like to laugh. My life. And I'm suddenly wanting to ditch some of the next questions and ask you more directly questions that apply to what I'm going through. Is that something you'd be comfortable with?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Ask anything. I'm all about let's just play it by ear.
Well, when you said the info, realization, and integration. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing my own business for a while, and I keep getting the information from other people asking me to teach this and from my own intuition and my own passion, what I love doing, and that is to help women open to greater levels of sexual pleasure, sexual ecstasy, you know, helping women who have never even been able to have orgasms, you know, helping people just experience, you know, the whole world of ever-growing sexual pleasure. And it's something that I've been really shy about because it's not what I felt like I wanted to be known for, even though I'm really great at it and people, you know, want me to teach them. So I've just 2 days ago kind of went into what I think you would call the realization phase, where I finally went, okay, hello, this is what you need to be doing, you know. And I'm still, so if I was going to integrate that and move forward and actually create, you know, passion business, which this would really be a passion business, what would you recommend?
Oh boy, okay, that's a good question. So there's many things that come to mind. One of the first things that I always say it really takes to get, and you're so good at this, but I just want to mention it to the other folks that might be relating to what you're saying.
Yes, thank you.
Is really staying connected with spirit in whatever way you choose. Now, one way that I do, which works very well, is that I suggest that people have some kind of a morning thing that they do, whether it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes, that would be fine. But I have part of my morning routine is to do 10 minutes of journaling and 10 minutes of meditation, and not just any kind of journaling, but very active journaling where you perhaps ask a question or you have a dialogue with spirit or even with a fear that might be coming up. This is a technique that's very profound. When you are having some kind of fear, or talk to it. You know, me:fear of something, are you there? You know, fear,
that's a great idea.
Yep, I'm here. And ask me, you know, what are you trying to protect me from? How can you serve me? What can I do for you? Blah, 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 blah. And most of the time, these things come bearing gifts. So connecting with spirit first and foremost. Then after that, I would say that, you know, on even a nuts and bolts level of getting a business going, really getting clear on what it looks like. You know, what does your business model look like? Do you want to create, you know, where you're doing live workshops? Do you want to create a group program that you do on the phone, or you want to do one-on-one practice, and getting very clear on what your business looks like, who it's serving, how it's transforming lives, and what your prices are, and that kind of thing. Because when you get very clear on that, you can kind of pull back from that bird's eye view and into today and know what action steps to take, because this is the essential key in manifestation. If you want to manifest something, you must take action. There is no other way to bring it into form. So that's one of the first things that I would suggest is staying connected with spirit, dialoguing, making peace with whatever you need to make peace with, and then, you know, getting a plan together, which I would love to help you with, but that, you know, we're going to need more than 4 minutes to do that. So, but how does that help you?
That is, as you know, I am really good at being connected to spirit, and it's something I teach, but it's also something I need to be reminded of all the time, and
right.
Which is one of the reasons why I teach it, and it happens so easily for me, and yet I do sometimes end up not making, you know, special time for it, especially when you said addressing your fears. I have actually never journaled to my fears. I talk with spirit a lot, but I haven't journaled with my fears, so I'm gonna do that now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And there's specific, are we doing okay with time? I just want to.
Yes, and you don't need
sure.
to worry about that. I'll take
okay,
care of that.
Okay, perfect. Good. I don't want to get too much on a roll, but I actually, there's a few key questions to ask as you're doing that dialogue, remembering that fear is usually coming from something that is, it's just a wound, and there's never any, like I was actually telling one of my clients yesterday who was referring to something as a, you know, oh, there's just this demon that's coming up and saying this, and I said, let me just kind of tell you a way to address this, and first of all, don't ever refer to a part of yourself as a demon, because this can cut you off from learning what it's here to teach you. And when you see every part of you and everything as holding some sort of divine gift, you become open, right? Like you're opening to ecstasy, you're opening to the gifts that it brings. And it's amazing when I, you know, had a dialogue with my ear instead of getting mad at it and being like, darn it, you're not feeling well. Why are you healing? And, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And talking to it, it's like, wow, I'm getting all this gifts that this situation that most people would say is unfortunate is bringing to my life. And now I know, because I've done that this is an actual answer to a prayer. So many times we're not looking at our fears or whatever our parts of ourselves that way. We just want them to go away. So if you look at them closer, you can get the gifts that they bring.
Beautifully said, Anastasia. I love your wisdom and the way you share it. It's always, always worth listening to you speak and always worth reading your newsletters.
Thank you. And I'm doing the work right along with you, so.
Which is perfect. That's wonderful. It's one of the things I love about you. Mm-hmm. So we only have 4 minutes before break, but I wanted to ask you, and so it's kind of funny, this is the question I wanted to ask when we're crunched for time, but I wanted to ask you about time and money management, and if we need to just do part of it and then come back to it after the break, we can, and why these things can elude most talented entrepreneurs. I'm curious about that myself, because I struggle with time and money management.
You know, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially us gals, tend to really fight against structure, because it's kind of a more male energy, right?
I'm laughing. Okay, yeah.
Right? And we don't realize how structure brings us actual freedom, that really the key to being happy is not about staying in the yin. It's about, which is the female energy. It's about utilizing both energies for the service that they bring, being in right brain and left brain, and using everything that we have. So in order to be a successful entrepreneur, learning how to manage your time, create a structure, using a calendar, and even planning for your fun things and stuff like that, like being spontaneous doesn't really work in this life. Like if you want a successful business, you're going to have to learn to become a bit of a planner. And when you can shift your perception of that as to this is going to trap me to this is going to free me and make sure that I'm successful and have balance in my life, it becomes a joyous thing to do. And I can give some tools on that if you like when we come back.
We'll definitely do that. I actually wrote down structure brings us freedom, and I'm going to put that up on my board with all my notes to myself.
I'll just structure
the notes a little better so that there aren't too many of them.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because a lot of times we think that, you know, the free form lifestyle brings us freedom, but when you really think about it, it actually brings more stress because you're not really getting things done, and you know that there's all these inner, like, subconscious energy drains going on. In the quote unquote free life, unless you have, you know, $35 million in the bank and you just can do that, you know, but there's something that you want to get done, you know, a little structure will help you make things easier. So
speaking of structure, it's time for our break and I look forward to getting back to this when we return. So stay tuned. Anastasia is going to be back with us in just a couple minutes.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today I have Anastasia Nitri, business and life coach for women who've left their job to pursue their passion business. Anastasia was just talking to us about the importance of having structure and how that gives us freedom. And was there more you wanted to add to that, Anastasia? We talked about time management.
Oh boy, you have four more hours? I could say a lot about this subject. If you like, I can give a couple of really, because I mean that's sort of good in theory, but people usually say, okay, so but what does the structure look like? Can you give me some tools? So I have a couple of good tools if you'd like me to share them.
Oh yes, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, good. So I'm going to give one of my, this is one of my favorite tools, and when I give this out, people love this, and this is like some of the best pearl stuff. This is the thing the millionaires use. So if you're listening, you know, get a pen because you'll want to write this down. So this is a when you're working, I always say the life of an entrepreneur, a timer is needs to be your best friend. And this is one of those ways that structure gives you freedom, is you start to work with a timer all day. And I have a technique, and it's called the 60-40-20 work cycle. And how this works is this. So if, let's say you have a list of tasks that you need to do, and what people normally do is they'll work a little on this, and they'll get interrupted, and they'll check their email, and they'll do this, and they, you know, and then the day's gone by. You're like, wait, I didn't really get much done. So, or you're feeling really burnt and frazzled because it's been very busy work all day. So this is how this goes. You take your timer and you set it for the first cycle, which is actually you set it for 50 minutes. And during this 50 minutes, you are free of distraction. You turn off your phone. You don't check your email. You put a sign on your door that says, go away, or, you know, go away, love you, be back soon, you know, whatever, and make sure that you're not interrupted. And spend 50 minutes working on that task. And when you've got that timer going, it's like this loving reminder that, you know, we've got you, that the container is held. You can just focus. We'll let you know when the time's up. So you don't have to really think about anything else. Then when it goes off, you set it for 10 minutes, and during that 10 minutes, you stop, you drop it like it's hot, and you take a break. And you go, and you have a tinkle, or you get some water, you bounce around, or dance to a song in your living room, or whatever, but just take a break, do something that nourishes you. Even just a couple of minutes of deep breathing can be very good. And then you come back, and you set the timer for 40 minutes. This 40 minutes is the time that you interact socially. So that's where you make your tweets, you update your Facebook status, you answer the email, you answer the phone calls. So that the stuff that you didn't get to in your focus time, now you're making room for that, which is another reason why it makes it now easier to have your focus time. So you do all that stuff that you need to do socially, because in most of our businesses, this is just as important as our focus time. So we spend 40 minutes doing that. And then you take a 20-minute break. This time, you know, depending on what your beliefs are, this is just my personal thing, it's a good time to eat something, eat a little, have a little snacky. It brings up your, keeps your blood sugar level. You can have something to drink, maybe get out of the house a bit. Like me, I work from home, so go outside, get some air, maybe walk around the block. Just take the break and then come back and start the cycle all over again. If you're working with clients, this is obviously something that you're going to want to tweak to your lifestyle. But if there's a day, like even if you are working with clients, I always suggest that you make one day just an admin day, or you don't see any clients and you work on your business and marketing and things like that, and this is a good time to use that work cycle. But when you use this and you nourish yourself at the end of the day, you're probably going to get much more done in less time and feel very refreshed.
Wonderful. I know it does need to be scheduled in that you take care of yourself. I've been getting that lesson over and over to fill myself up first before I give to other people. I have to keep getting it over and over because I'm kind of a slow learner sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You're a member of the human race, right? Okay, good. Just checking. Right. We're just there. That's just where we are in our evolution. And all of us were kind of taking one for the team in an evolutionary way. Like, we're having to be aware and pull from these things and ways that we've been doing things for, you know, thousands of years to do something new. So, you know, it can feel like a struggle sometimes.
Well, we can make it a struggle. I mean, I know it doesn't have to be, you know, if we don't have that war inside of our own minds, that it doesn't have to be a struggle. And the tool you just described is, sounds like a way you could have ease, you know, if that could work for you. So you're sort of structuring productivity and ease together.
Absolutely. And this is also a way to really balance the masculine and the feminine energies. So in those breaks, you can do your yin, you know, get your yin on. And however you do that, you know, you can putter and piddle around the house. It's this very nourishing female activity that we just like to, multitasking is essential for us. So I say allow time for it, you know, just don't do it all day. And allow time for focus and allow time for multitasking while you're on the phone, you know, making dinner and folding laundry all at the same time. We love it. You know, so you'll find it. So
I can't say that I always love making dinner and folding laundry at the same time.
You know what I mean. Could be listening to a teleseminar while you read a book, you know, whatever. Many ways to multitask.
Yes, I do love puttering on the house, and I do like making food and things like that. I was sort of teasing there, because lately I've been feeling like it's just, I think I'm not scheduling the time for it, so it ends up being rushed, and then I don't enjoy it. So I will try this tool, and I might go back to enjoying it again.
Yeah, let me know how it works for you.
I will. I think that it will work for me. So you also, you've spoken before about the purpose of goals and why achieving them won't bring people what they really want. Could you talk about that now?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite subjects.
Oh, good.
Well, this is all my favorite subjects, but that's especially one of them, is goals, really, most of the time we stay very attached to our goal. And what the purpose of goals is not, it's not to achieve the goal. The purpose of the goal is to get you in action and get you in motion. That's what the goal's for. So this can feel, again, like something that's very counterintuitive. But what I want you to realize, if you're listening to this right now, is that if you stay attached to the goal, you might be limiting yourself. So let's say your goal is to make, you know, $5,000 this month with your business, and you decide, okay, these are the things that I need in place in order to do that. I need to have this many clients and blah, blah, blah. And these are the action steps I need to take in order to do that. So taking those action steps is part of what evolves your soul. It's part of how you come out of your comfort zone, how you have to learn to build confidence and trust and find your power. And that's the purpose of it all. And if you stay too attached to, I have to make $5,000 this month, you might make 10 and be limiting yourself. So it's like using the goals to give you things to do today, get you in motion, get you in action, and don't be afraid to change them if you feel yourself going in a different direction, or tweak them along the way, course correct, if you will. So goals help you evolve your soul. It's a very short version.
Excuse me. So you're saying use a goal as a direction without attachment.
Yes. Yes. That is the, again, the idea behind it. And, I mean, I still have, I'll still find myself feeling attached to goals. So I've had this, I speak from experience at this, but at the same time, I do know that when I'm in motion, I realize that there's so much that comes to me when I'm just moving rather than when I'm just sitting there. So
yes.
I remember that the goal's there in service to help me move, and that life, you know, throws different possibilities at me all the time, you know? So once I'm moving, I can make new choices and things like that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember being in high school and someone said, it's easier to steer a moving vehicle. And I thought, that's very true.
Beautifully said.
Try to steer in the parking lot without moving at all. It does. The wheel moves very hard and slowly.
Oh, that is beautifully said. That's exactly what I'm saying. And remembering that those action steps, you had wrote to me about that thing I wrote on my newsletter, and remembering that it's through action that you, action is one of the most spiritual things that you can do. You know, sometimes it takes a lot more courage to make that scary phone call than it does to sit and meditate. Meditating is great, but it's not take you too far out of your comfort zone, is it? So, and there, your soul evolves when it's where? Out of your comfort zone. Like, you know, balancing those two energies between the being and the doing and using all of it to help you grow.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Anastasia. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we're going to hear more of these gems of wisdom, whims of jesdom from Anastasia. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We've been talking today with entrepreneurial goddess, business owner, and life coach Anastasia Nitri. She's been telling us how to turn our passion into a career. So before we go any further, Anastasia, please tell us how we can work with you.
Oh, goody. So this is actually, I want to just kind of tell you who, you know, who is the ideal person for me so that you can decide if this is you. The people that I work with are women entrepreneurs, typically in their first year or two of business. And if you've been either wanting to start up a passion business or and that is just basically a something that means something to your heart that you've really been wanting to do and be able to do all the time and make money off of it and transform lives. So that's what I mean by a passion business. So if you've either wanted to do that or are doing it and struggling a bit, like to get it going, if you've been feeling like you need a plan and you don't know what to do, or you're just having trouble staying motivated, you know, and also especially for those spiritualpreneurs out there, some of us may get really tired of talking to our clients about love all day when we hang up the phone and feel really fearful. And that's something that I definitely can help with. So if that sounds like you, then I have two things that I offer. One is one-on-one coaching, and you can find all this information on my site, which is anastasia-neetree.com. But I have a program that I'm really excited about, and it's called the Entrepreneurial Goddess Group Mentoring Program. And this is going to be a group of 20 people, only 20 people, and actually at this point have 7 spots left. So if you're interested to learn more about it, I can tell you a little bit about what's in this program. This is a program that's going to be off the charts amazing, and it's going to include pretty much everything and then some of what I include in my one-on-one coaching. It's going to help entrepreneurs like you to create a very inspiring vision and action plan, help you learn how to market from your heart so that you're really connecting with your right people. Plus things like, you know, getting some extra free time, up to 5 free hours of free time every week and while you're serving more clients, just by learning how to manage your time, and many techniques like the one I just will help you do that. And basically increasing your vibration so that you're inviting in more money and opportunity, getting crystal clear on who you serve, what your message, what your service is, what your prices are, and get really comfortable asking for business and payment. And then just if you're looking for a support system, a mentor. Now, this program is specifically for people that have been looking for a mentor but just may not have $500 to $1,000 a month to pay for one, which is usually what a good business coach will cost. And so I wanted to make something more accessible to people. So I'm doing this program. This is a 6-month program, and it's $97 a month, which is my gift to being able to create these 500 women-owned businesses by helping women who are just new at this. And I know what it's like to be new in business and just not having a lot of money coming in and not a lot to spend, but knowing that you need help if you want to make more money. So if you want to learn more about it, you can go to the website I gave out, and I'll give it again. I also set up a free gift so for your listeners. So if you go to anastasia-neetree.com/OTE, that would be opening to ecstasy, OTE .html. And you can see the free gift I got and put your name in there if you're interested in joining the Entrepreneurial Goddess community and getting the free gift. If not, there's a link that says, no thanks, you know, I don't want to put my name into anything. I just want to learn more about your mentoring program. Just click on that, and you'll be taken to the page, and you can read all about it. You can email me or call me with questions. And if there's the, you know you're the right person or feeling a buzz of resonance and saying this is exactly what I need, I, you know, invite you to sign up and join us and rock out, because I can tell you we're going to be cranking out a lot of change and amazing women-owned businesses by June of 2011, which is when this program ends. So it's very exciting.
That is very exciting, and that is a really great price, Anastasia.
Thank you. I downloaded this just last week, so I'm very excited. You know, God's like, do this, and I'm like, okay.
Wonderful. Well, we're the lucky recipients. So we have time for one more quick question before we come to an end today. And I want to ask you, for women who are beginning businesses and facing a lot of challenges, what can they do to make their situation better? Or what would be your recommendation for someone who seems to be experiencing challenge after challenge in their business?
Oh, boy. It's hard to come up with one answer for that. If I, you know, the first thing that's coming up right now to me is to get some support. A lot of times what we're facing when we're having these challenges is, you know, we're bumping up against a lot of limiting beliefs, and we're also part of a collective where there's still parts of this world, many of them, in fact, where it's actually physically not safe for a woman to step up and speak any kind of powerful thing. And we're all plugged into that. And many times as women, we just need to be reminded over and over and over again that it's safe and it's okay, which is why we do that in community. There's a lot of women's groups out there, virtual events, live events, meetup.com, programs like this. But I would say if you're experiencing challenge after challenge, stop trying to do it on your own and get some support. Let somebody help you, even if it's a friend. That would be what I'd recommend.
That's wonderful advice. Wonderful advice. I know you do the Psych K work, and I haven't experienced that myself, but my understanding is it deals with limiting beliefs and changing things on an unconscious level, dealing with the subconscious mind.
Oh yeah, that's what I do a lot of in my business coaching is address the subconscious mind, because that's where I always say it's like your conscious mind is like a teaspoon of sand and your subconscious is like the beach.
Yes.
You're so good. Like if you're trying to like live out of your teaspoon, you know, you're just missing the big picture. And the subconscious mind is just about that vast. And so part of what I do through Psyche, which is a really wonderful, easy process, and Lynette, I'd love to demonstrate it with you sometime if you're interested, but helps you to reprogram those subconscious beliefs. And then through also conscious practices to help continue the integration of the new beliefs into your life.
Wonderful. We don't have time to go further into that today, but I just wanted to make a little note so anyone listening, if they want to learn more about that from you, that's something that they could certainly do. I know that you're a wonderful coach and you also have, you know, gifts with being able to help people work with the important areas of belief in the unconscious mind. And like you said, the conscious mind is the tip of the iceberg and the subconscious is the rest of it. When we're trying to do something just from our conscious mind, it takes all this willpower. And as soon as we're not using that level of exertion, we fall back into those old patterns. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Anastasia. You've been a wonderful guest. And thank you for sharing how we can create our own passion career. I want to thank all of you for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, openlivenow.com. All my info is on the contact page. You can send me an email and link with me on Facebook and Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. On my site, you could also get Anastasia's information if anyone didn't catch the spelling of her name. You can get it off of my site. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, my guest will be Margot Pellegrino, an environmental activist and mother of two children. Margot has canoed from Miami to Maine and Seattle to San Diego in order to draw attention to issues facing our oceans and what's needed to heal them. I'll meet you here next week for One Stroke at a Time. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.